This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Can PT and I reunite two people who've already been out on a great first date for a second, or find out why the other is dragging their heels? It's second date update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Good morning, Katie.
Oh, God, I'm so glad you guys called. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, welcome to Second Date Update. Sorry, I didn't let you finish there. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
No, I'm just so lucky to have your help because it's been 2 weeks since I've heard from Chris.
That's a long time. What do you think the issue is here?
I don't know. I just seem to have the worst luck with guys. They always seem so amazing on the date, and then once it's over, they totally change.
Once the first date's over, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So let's start at the beginning, Katie. How did you and Chris meet?
We met through my friend, so not on an app or anything. Mm-hmm. She was going out with her boyfriend and his group of friends, and I met up with them all later that night, and that's when I met Chris.
Hey, that's good.
And gosh, I feel like when you meet in real life, that's always a better opportunity, too.
I do, too.
IRL, yeah. Right? In real life.
And you already have maybe some friends in common.
Right.
But let's go back.
Yeah.
So you talked and then decided to go out, I guess. And what was that first date like?
Oh, gosh. It was so romantic. Probably the best I've ever had. He took me to a and they had live music and the setting was beautiful. I've never been on a date where the guys put so much thought into everything. It was amazing.
Jeez, that's awesome. Were there any points where you just kind of had like maybe a moment of awkwardness or something?
No, not at all. That's why I'm like perplexed. We just had a really nice time.
So after the date, you texted or reached out to him and that was it, huh?
Nothing. Okay. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. No response whatsoever. Well, it's such a bummer.
Well, and that's why you're here, second date update. That's typically what does happen, Katie. So here's what we're going to do. Our job is to try to track down Chris, see if we can't get him on the radio, ask him these questions, get some resolution, and maybe get you guys towards a second date. How does that sound?
I would love that. Yeah, of course.
You stay right there. We'll be right back, hopefully with Brian next on Second Date Update, Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener Katie signed up for Second Date Update because she went out on a great first date with a guy named Chris that she met through some friends, and she's struggling to figure out what went wrong, why Chris isn't calling her back for a second.
That's why I'm like perplexed. We just had a really nice time.
It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah?
Chris, it's Thunder and PT. I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now, 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a minute to speak to us?
Yeah. This is crazy. Why are you calling me?
Okay. So let me back up a little bit. We do a segment called Second Date Update, and we'd like to talk to you about a date you went on. Just one date with Katie.
A couple weeks ago?
Right. And we just want to know how you think the date went.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is crazy. The date was okay. I mean, it was sort of a mixed bag for me personally. I mean, I do really like Katie, and I did when I met her. But on the date, things kind of just went south quickly.
Yeah, well, so she kind of mentioned that. She said it was a really romantic night, but it was all good. What happened?
I mean, I just kind of got the impression that she's a pretty uncompassionate person, and that became pretty clear during our date.
Okay, so was
really?
That was that during some conversation or something else she did?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was during a conversation because we were talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, and on Amber's side, which is to me ridiculous, and because anyone who has listened to this trial at all knows that Amber Heard is an absolutely crazy and abusive person.
Okay, so was this more of just a disagreement or a full-blown argument?
No, I mean, that wasn't an argument. We were talking about it. It wasn't heated or anything, but like the way she made light of the whole situation was kind of a turnoff for me. And Johnny Depp, I mean, he's gone through a lot right now, and I don't know how she could just take her side and be okay with everything.
Okay, Chris.
I'm just going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't believe you're taking to this extreme. I have an opinion. Hey, by the way, I'm here. I had an opinion, and it shouldn't affect how you treat me.
Wrong. I mean, you're showing a terrible compass in your life, and I'm taking that into account when I date somebody.
Okay, Amber is just as much of a victim as Johnny Depp is. I mean, they're both terrible for each other.
She pooped on his bed. Right now, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that she's not at fault for this and completely responsible for what happened.
All right, hold on, guys.
I just interrupt for a second? Is there any chance you can get past this? Katie, you take Amber's side?
Chris, Katie didn't care much. Chris, it sounds like you're the one that, like, you can't get past the fact that she is, quote-unquote, on Amber's side in this scenario.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, it's just an opinion. It's a court case, and I'm really offended by what Chris thinks of me. You know, we're going to have different opinions, and I guess probably the only other people worse than Johnny and Amber are me and you, so never mind.
Oh.
Fine. I mean, you can have the wrong opinions all you want.
Okay, guys, I didn't see this coming, but I have to say, typically I love seeing things work out. But if you argue about this so passionately, what will be next, even if got past this?
Yeah.
So here's what we're here for. Chris, would you like to go out with Katie again?
That's why I didn't call her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Katie, now that you've heard Chris's reason why he didn't call you and doesn't want to see you again, what would you like to say?
Adios.
Yeah. Okay. Lean off the court TV. Don't worry about it as much.
Well, I just got to say this. Amber Heard's not the only one who hit the bed. Sounds like we kind of did it here on Second Date Update, too, as far as trying to get the two of you back together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, as we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward on
Second Date Update.
Thanks.
I guess. Cool.
Thunder and PT on The Wolf. Follow us on Facebook, 1029thewolf.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.